Let's talk some Cleveland Browns football on Budweiser's From the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. As we go to the hotline and welcome in Fox 8's own John Telich. JT, I'd ask how you're doing, but I imagine things are pretty stressful right now in Browns Nation territory because, what a week. I mean, Tuesday, Odell Beckham Sr. shares a video basically showing how Baker Mayfield has missed his son, Odell Beckham Jr., on a number of throws throughout the season. And now, as we talk here on a Wednesday afternoon as we record this, no Odell Beckham Jr. at practice. Not looking good here with this situation, JT. What's the latest here?
No, it isn't. He was scheduled to practice. He did say to a reporter who tweeted this out late in the morning that he was planning on coming in to practice, but he was excused by the team, so he did not attend practice on Wednesday, and presumably this is all fallout from the situation where his father was posting the video that, you know, Odell was open on many occasions and Baker did not see him. Another interesting development was on Wednesday. Wednesday at 11:10, Baker's always the first guy every week. He's the tone setter for the team. He talks to the media. Well, we found out before then that he would not be talking until after practice. So as we're taping this right now, they have just begun practice. They're getting into team drills. The first 20 minutes are open to reporters, and I just left that session. And so they'll be working, quote-unquote, behind closed doors, if you will. So Baker practicing per usual, but Baker was to address the media after practice. Kevin Stefanski was asked numerous times about the Odell situation. All he could really say at that time was that his representatives are talking with Andrew Berry. Now, the trade deadline, as everybody knows, came and went Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Odell was not shipped anywhere. There were rumors of a Saints deal, but nothing materialized. So if he is to be released, you know, in a scenario like this, then, you know, he would jump back in. He'd have to go through waivers. And if someone picked him up, then, well, you know, then it's not a good financial situation for them as they go forward. But, you know, if he goes through waivers, nobody picks him up. I mean, he does have, you know, he does have an injury situation. He's got, you know, some miles on him and all that sort of stuff. If he's out there, there are going to be some teams that will want to see if he could work for them on the offensive side of the football. So we're kind of in a state of flux right now as we tape this on Wednesday afternoon. Maybe a little bit more clarity as the day goes on, or even by Thursday morning when this airs. But this is reminiscent of many of the years that we had when the team was not good. And this is a good team. So this is not the kind of drama that you'd like to see for your football team, as it were.
Not to put you on the spot here, JT, but in your mind, where did this all go wrong? Because it just seems like yesterday we were all excited, getting our Beckham Jr. 13 jerseys, talking about what the offense would look like, this, that, and the other. And now here we are today, and OBJ may not play another game in a Browns uniform. I mean, where did this go wrong?
Well, it is his first year here. You know, he caught 74 passes. Most of those snaps were Baker Mayfield snaps because, you know, that was the scenario. You know, he was running the show, and this would have been the 2019 season, and he had 74 catches, 1,000 yards. His buddy and teammate Jarvis had a real good year. Both guys were dealing with injuries, but in that season, it did appear that, you know, they were trying to get him the ball, or maybe Baker was trying to force the ball to him. There wasn't much natural chemistry between the two. And then I think we found out last year when he was injured against the Bengals that when he left the offense, it seemed to be a little bit more of a free-flowing offense run by Baker Mayfield. And so you came to the conclusion that maybe that chemistry was just lacking and it may never come about. And this year you come in, he's one of the leaders on the team in terms of catches, but he certainly hasn't made any big marquee plays. He's had some drops. He's certainly dealt with injuries and that sort of stuff coming back from his ACL from last year. But just things have not clicked. I don't know if there's any animosity between the two. I don't want to make that up as a perceived reason for them not clicking. It's just not working. And so regardless if we had any of this drama pertaining to Odell's father and the social media post, et cetera, and so on, the Browns would have been very smart to kind of look into options to try to get him dealt away. But to deal him meant teams would be taking on a very hefty piece of of money to pay for a wide receiver who's had some injury history and all the drama that goes with it. I mean, he did leave New York in the same kind of a scenario. He played great the first 3 years, then he was dealing with injuries and not on the field as much. And so you figure a new place would be great for him, but it just never seemed to click. But again, I want to stress, as we're talking right now, he is still a member of the Cleveland Browns. Kevin Stefanski was asked that at the end of his press conference on Wednesday afternoon, the 1 o'clock presser before practice. And because there was a report saying that Stefanski addressed the team and said, you know, Odell is not on the team, or words to that effect. And Stefanski kind of deflected that and basically said, you know, we're here, it's a Wednesday, we're getting ready for Cincinnati. So the drama will continue, I would assume.
Boy, and that is just really a shame to see. Again, like you said, JT, as we talk now, nothing official, but the way this week has continued to trend, it just does not look very encouraging with that situation. But we will see how that all sort of culminates here heading into the Bengals game on Sunday. John Telledge is our guest here on Budweiser's From the Sidelines, presented by North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Road. So not only has this season really sort of been detrimental to the performance of Odell Beckham Jr., but the Browns as a whole, as the season has moved on, JT, you sent me some numbers before we started recording here. Playoff chances down to under 35% for the Browns.
Yeah.
Again, just the season as a whole, not just with Odell, but this whole season just trending in a bad direction right now.
It really seems to be. And also, here's another couple of things to work out. You've got a couple of teams they've already lost tiebreakers to, that being the Chiefs, the Chargers. Now, they did lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers. That was their first divisional game. And so if Pittsburgh's in the hunt, at the end of the season, and right now they're treading water, kind of like the Browns are. Well, if they are, well, they've won the first of the two matchups in the AFC North between Browns and Pittsburgh, and the second game is later on in the season. So they haven't done themselves any favors. I know you can look at the 2000, I believe it was 2007 Browns. When they came very close to making the playoffs, when they had Anderson as their quarterback after they shipped out Charlie Fry after the first game. They won 10 games, just missed the playoffs. They won several games that year that were, touchdown or a score or less variety. And then the next year, 2008, they had a clunker of a year, and some of those games that they won, as they did in 07, they lost them in 08, and maybe we're looking at the scenario here in 2021 where that good luck, that charm, whatever it was that you had working for you last year in the first year of Stefanski doesn't seem to be there this year. There's numerous factors, obviously the amount of injuries that they have dealt with, the drama involving Baker's left shoulder, should he play, should he not play? How effective can he be? How good can the offense move if they have to depend on Baker being a pocket passer versus the bootleg guy who finds open targets while he's on the move? A lot of factors have come in. It's also a case of, other teams around the league studying the Browns, knowing what they can do to kind of limit them on the offensive side of the football. And not having that deep threat, Baker really doesn't scare you with his deep ball, at least this year. That does not help your offense when you're trying to spread the field and put some fear in the hearts of everyone. I think the biggest fear people have is of Nick Chubb, but I don't think they fear the set of wide receivers the Browns have, tight ends, or obviously the quarterback per se, generally speaking.
And JT, it really feels like this team could use their bye week right about now, just to sort of step back, take a breather, and get healthy. The problem is you're still about a month and some change away from that bye week, so I feel like that could maybe be problematic. What say you on that?
Well, Wednesday, Kevin Stefanski was asked about that. You're kind of having to do things on the fly. You have to kind of self-evaluate, maybe make some corrections, some tweaks to your offensive schemes, defense, all that sort of stuff on the fly without having that full week to look at yourself really deeply to see what's wrong with you or what is good that you perform and maybe enhance that part of your game. They don't have it, as you mentioned, until early in December. They had a mini bye week after that Thursday night affair with the Broncos, but that's not enough. And they just faced a team that had a bye, and I think the Steelers came in, although no one blew the doors off the other team offensively speaking, I think the Steelers came in and did plenty of stuff that negated whatever the Browns were trying to do to get Baker free to throw the football around, or definitely negated what the Browns were trying to do on the running side, because Chubb only had like 60, 61 yards on the day.
Well, it's a battle of the orange on Sunday, JT, as the Brownies will be down in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals in their second AFC North contest of the season. JT, what do they got to do to knock off Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, and friends?
Well, they have to defend the whole field, Rocco. I think when they've had trouble, when the defense has given up big chunks and given up lots of points, point to like the Chargers game, point to Kyler Murray and Arizona Cardinals, those games, when they've had those types of quarterbacks to defend that can really make you respect them for the whole field, the defense has problems with communication. We saw that on numerous occasions when they let people run free in those games. They had two such instances in one game, which is just absolutely deplorable. And so this week it's going to be more of the same when you have a young, talented quarterback like Joe Burrow, who said, okay, yeah, I had an ACL last year. In fact, he had his ACL surgery after Odell Beckham Jr. had his. He's been back on the field, and although they had the hiccup last week losing to the New York Jets, the Bengals are playing pretty well. And the combination of him and Ja'Marr Chase, both ex-teammates from LSU, is really one of the great stories in the National Football League this year, because there was tons of conventional wisdom that said, get a tackle, protect Joe Burrow, and don't go for Ja'Marr Chase. But the Bengals went for Chase, and it seemed like a great move because this kid's off to a phenomenal start to his career. So Denzel Ward, who should be back, he was on the practice field on Wednesday afternoon, albeit missed time because of a hamstring issue. Oh, no, it was a calf. You know what? I'd have to look at the chart. I can't recall. It was either or. But he is back, and he's practicing, so he'll be very busy, as will Greedy, as will Greg Newsom. Those guys will be very busy on Sunday trying to hold down this Ja'Marr Chase and some of the offense.
Well, I think Coach Stefanski said it on Wednesday. I believe he said it feels like a must-win this week for the Browns, and I would certainly agree with the head coach in that assessment. So, JT, looking forward to see how the Brownies do down in Cincinnati on Sunday, and hey, hopefully next time we're talking next week, the vibes around this team are a little bit better than they have been this week.
Yeah, I think you've got to look that way. With all the drama that they had early in the week and in the middle of the week pertaining to Odell Beckham Jr., we can point back to a game in Cincinnati a year ago. That was the game that OBJ was injured early on as he was chasing after the guy who intercepted a pass. And OBJ out of the game, and immediately that game, Baker was balling out. I mean, Baker had completed a ton of passes in a row, led the Browns to a comeback win late in the game with a touchdown pass to Donovan Peoples-Jones, who, by the way, was on the field yesterday as well, so should be back. And he does have a groin. I do know that. He has a groin situation. So, you know, Baker and the offense certainly clicked a year ago when Odell came out. And we'll see if the same result happens this week. And obviously I'm assuming that Odell will not be part of the festivities, barring any kind of different event here. If the representatives for him are talking with Andrew Berry on Wednesday afternoon, one would assume that he would no longer be with the team.
Hey, you never know. Maybe a little kumbaya session could be in order there on a Wednesday afternoon, and maybe they get things sorted out. But I think you're probably right, JT.
I know you're being facetious, but you know what? I know Kevin Stefanski wants him. I know Kevin Stefanski understands the talent that he has. But also Kevin Stefanski's offenses just don't seem to be pertinent per se towards wide receiver one types of scenarios. We've seen cases in the past where he took over in Minnesota. They had guys that had higher amounts of catches. They're premier receivers, and their catches went down because that's just the type of offense, a run-heavy offense that uses multiple tight ends, and it's not the type of an offense where you're going to have guys having 10 catches every Sunday. It's just a little different, and that's part and parcel to what's been going on scheme-wise with the Browns and why Odell Beckham Jr.'s dad was able to compile the video that he did with his son being open and having the ball not thrown to him.
That's a good point. It's a great point you raise, and we'll see how that sort of factors into not only this Sunday's contest for the Browns, but, of course, moving forward as Stefanski continues to lead that play-calling charge. So, JT, thank you for your time as always. I appreciate it, and looking forward to catching up with you some more next week.
All right, buddy, we'll see what those Browns can do down in Cincinnati. Everybody enjoy your Skyline chili.